That is Doja Cat with Paint the Town Red, leading you to 3:45 right now. And I did mention, and I did promise you, a special guest in studio. Joining me right now, live in the Fresh FM studio, is Mr. Theo Baloyi. How you doing, man?
Good on you, brother.
Ah, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us in studio. It's an honor and a privilege to have you here.
Thank you for the invite.
Now, let's dive into first. I did ask you something off air.
Yeah.
Now, if you just tuned in today, we were talking about, you know, the situation with the lady who cancelled the wedding because her maid of honor, who is also a sister, had a miscarriage. And she's like, hey, the wedding is tomorrow, but my husband, me, I have to go. And there was a quite divided, you know, perspective with reference to this. And I'd like to know, what do you think about this particular situation?
It's a tricky one, right? Because I think both occasions, right? Whereas the other one, both occasions are equally important, or in my, at least maybe before, in my view. And the reason why I say that is that even though that the other one is unfortunate and the other one is more on a, you know, happy side of things. But if you look at it long term, right? Don't you think the sacrifice to say, at the moment, someone that I dearly care about is going through the most, right?
Yeah.
And we can recreate the wedding. We can redo it. We can, you know, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you. She lost something that potentially would have been with her for long, but it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
And that occasion happens once, you know, and then we won't have the chance to mourn again. We won't have the chance to, we need to deal with the pain now, right? Okay. The happiness is forever. We can have the wedding the next time, and then we can actually even make it more beautiful. And that goes to show you that should I be, as a husband, in a similar situation where I desperately need, you know, comfort and I need some support, moral support, this person is capable to leave whatever that she's busy with.
Yeah.
And that is beforehand her priorities to be with me. It's a demonstration of the level of sacrifice that this person can go to that extent.
Yeah.
To say, you know, if you are in a place of need, I can leave whatever that is before me to come be with you and support you and comfort you.
Wow. I didn't look at it like that, actually, because I was just like, I will not understand, because I'm just like, wedding, you know?
And
wedding, if the wedding is tomorrow, clearly there's been preparation and preparation, even like past 3 years, you know? And I was just like, I can't stand it. Even if I was the husband in this particular situation, I won't think it's funny. And one of our listeners, her name is Sheba, she says apparently that, you know, the wedding has to stand because there's no time period on mourning, you know?
Yeah.
Mourning, you can still mourn. You know, she was like, let's move the, you know, let's move the honeymoon.
Yeah.
But the wedding must happen. But I've never seen it. I actually didn't look at it at that, you know, point of view, which is actually cool. Thank you for that one. Now, let's dive into the reason you are here.
For sure.
Batu.
Yep.
Now, I grew up knowing, you know, the word Batu as shoes. You know, hey, kick thy batus. Thy batus is lekker, you know. And you've recently opened that is a store that is in Maromal now called Batu.
Yes.
But this is not just one. You know, this spans out into most of South Africa as well. Now, let's dive into that. Now, you know, the Batu sneaker brand is not necessarily just a sneaker brand, but it is a movement.
Yeah.
Now, let's dive into that. When did you say that, look, hey, I have to do this. This is something that I need to dive into. When was that? And what's that spark that set up the motivation for you to actually do it?
Yeah. So we started the business in 2015. I myself like to believe that I'm a product of opportunity.
Yeah.
I've gotten opportunities in my life, great opportunities that propelled me, an accountant by profession, and having, you know, coming from having been brought and bred in Alexander Township, which is one of the most underprivileged township or communities in South Africa. I've gotten those opportunities that helped me scale and propel me to corporate.
Yeah.
But oftentimes when I came back home being Alex, I could see the reality flashing before my eyes, you know, the reality of my community. And that was the rate of unemployment, a lot of youth predominantly unemployed and at the verge of losing hope. I thought, why not come back home and build, you know, a business that can reignite hope and create sustainable jobs? And that is why our mission, you know, speaks of that, to reignite on and create sustainable jobs. So I became a crazy man, quit my job, came back home and started selling shoes from the boot of my car. And today we have over 30 brick and mortar stores. We just opened our first store in Namibia and we employ well over 400 people in the business.
Wow, that is fantastic. I like that you said, look, I became a crazy man.
Yeah.
Now, how do you ensure, you know, that the brand grows. You did mention, you know, that you moved because you're staying in, that is Alexander, if
yeah,
I'm mistaken.
Sure.
And you also used to work at PwC. You used
yeah.
to be in corporate, and then you said you became a crazy man and you started
yeah.
doing this. Now, how do you ensure that the brand grows?
So there's a number of things that we really do. One thing is we make sure that we are very authentic in our approach. So
mm-hmm.
when we say that we want to reignite hope and create sustainable jobs,
yes.
we really mean that. You know, and we make sure that in everything else that we do, from our designs, you know, to our product proposition in terms of how, you know, the product that we offer to the people, it also remains, you know, it's very authentic in
mm-hmm.
nature. And we do that by incorporating African untold South African stories,
okay.
African, you know, heritage and culture into, you know, our products, you know, the diversity as far as colorway is concerned, as far as the stories that are untold, and, you know, build them around our product offering and export it to the rest of the world.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you did say now you grew up in, you know, that Alexander Township, and you did mention it is where a lot of underfortunate, less fortunate
yeah.
people are. Now, how do you see the Batu brand inspiring, you know, that is the people from similar backgrounds
sure.
who try to start something of their by themselves, but
yeah.
they maybe don't have the opportunities to,
yeah.
maybe they just don't have the courage to kick off something big.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at their story alone, you know, from the day when I quit my job in corporate, you know,
mm-hmm.
this was in the UAE, to come back home really to be a source of inspiration, number one, to be of service to the community and create sustainable jobs,
mm-hmm.
right? So it goes to show you that, you know, if we can do this in fashion, in retail, and we are not funded by anyone, you know, took my savings and deployed it as seed capital into the business to start this business. And the impact is, you know, so great in South Africa that it has even expanded beyond South African borders and has created jobs
wow.
also in Namibia. It goes to show you that, you know, whatever that you have inside of you, in your mind, being it an idea, be it, you know, a concept that you have, you need to go about executing it because of you never know how great of an impact it might create,
yeah.
right? You can only imagine what would have happened if I decided not to execute the little idea that I had at the
yeah.
time in my mind to start Batu. The 400 people possibly maybe won't be employed today.
Mm-hmm.
But just because of that little idea, right, I managed to execute it and it created the impact that it does. Maybe your idea can create, you know, jobs for 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Your idea will create 4,000 jobs. So go about it and don't be afraid. You know,
yeah.
just face your fears, you know, and execute. Take a leap of faith and execute your idea.
Exactly. Now, I'm actually very curious to find out, you know, I think African parents have like a, you know, they have certain ways they think
yeah.
things work, you
sure.
know? So I'm curious, what was the reaction with reference to the people that care about you, your guardians,
yeah.
the people that love you,
yeah.
when you said, look, I'm done, you know, in this,
yeah.
with this thing. I want to pursue an idea, you know? What was the reaction thereof? And what advice would you give to parents that, you know, have kids that
yeah.
are different? They're not necessarily wanting to, you know, do, that is maybe the corporate jobs or, you know, the science and engineering.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to those parents as well?
So for me, I think, you know, it's quite a good question because when I started and when I decided to quit my job
mm-hmm.
and for the very same reason, like you said, African parents have a different way of thinking or
yeah.
their perception around empowerment and legacy and building sustainable careers is, you know, the outlook towards that is different from the youth, right?
Mm.
So with me, when I quit my job, I actually didn't tell my parents.
Really? Well,
yeah.
okay.
Mainly because of the very same reason,
uh-huh.
right? Because, I mean, they spent so much money in taking me to school and so many sacrifices for me to be a qualified accountant. And then to quit my job and come back and sell shoes from the boot of my car.
You must be crazy. Yeah.
You must be crazy, right? So I didn't tell my parents. And I think also there's a key lesson in the power of working in silence and believing in your dreams and executing.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as then the business started growing, they could see the impact. And I started telling them that actually I quit my job about 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
For the last okay. 8 months, this is what I've been doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, nothing has really drastically changed. Actually, everything else has changed for the better, you
yeah.
know, as a matter of fact. And to parents, I just want to say that, you know, we live in a different age now. We live in a digital era, you know, whereas most of our parents come from an agricultural era or an information era.
Mm-hmm.
Now the world has, you know, moved to digital era. So just trust your kids, you know, believe in them and pray for them, right? And trust that they will, you know, there's no kid I'm sure who's out there who just wants to disappoint their parents.
Yeah.
For sure. You know? So just be a little bit more kind and relax the old ways of thinking and just believe in the kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Believe in the kids, exactly. Now, what has been now in your journey with reference to, you know, Batu? Now, you did mention that you employ about over 400 people.
Yeah.
And it has opened doors for you, obviously, across the board. Now, what's the most rewarding thing about the brand Batu? You know, it has been spanning out, and it's not just a business, but it's now a movement. Now, what's the most rewarding thing about your business that is Batu?
I think the fact that, you know, a lot of people are so welcoming to the business, and they are so welcoming in terms of, you know, making sure that they give the business opportunities to grow. They support the business. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, you know, this was at some point just an idea, you know, in my mind. And for the fact that it has created, the impact that it's created in the communities that we trade in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, that is so much rewarding. And we are also a very socially responsible brand as well. We give back. I mean, this morning we gave about 100 pairs of school shoes.
Oh, wow.
Two different schools in Namibia.
Wow.
So the fact that we're also socially responsible with the support that we've gotten, mm-hmm. that for me, you know, it goes to show you that we are not just a shoe brand, but we are a shoe brand with a soul.
You should, I like that.
Yeah.
Now, you also did mention, you know, that we're living in a digital age,
yeah.
you know, and essentially the future is digital.
Sure.
It dives into being digital, creative, unapologetic about the things you want to do.
Yeah.
Now, how do you see yourself being influential in shaping, you know, the next generation of, you know, creative thinkers, mm. of people that are, you know, diving into things with all their might and all the power that is quite different from the traditional way of doing things.
Sure.
How do you see yourself impacting and shaping that new generation?
I think I'm a big believer of building institutions and corporates that are sustainable, mm-hmm. and that, you know, create an ecosystem of opportunities.
Yeah.
So I believe that we have done what we could do to establish the business as a business, and it has created opportunities so far to a lot of people, you know, in the communities that we trade in. But then again, you know, it's a great platform for research and development. It's a great platform for innovation. It's a great platform for, you know, doing business differently, because mm-hmm. it's an institution that exists. So the next person can come and innovate something out of everything else that we've put together so far.
Yeah.
To say, you know, we can actually manufacture a shoe in 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And there's this machine that we can innovate that can create X amount of shoes in 30 minutes. You know.
Yeah.
So for me, I think I want Africans to use Batu as an ecosystem that is going to be an enabler to transformation.
Exactly. And with that being said, I have one last question for you. Now, what's the plans for the future?
Yeah.
And you've recently opened a branch here in Namibia, and thank you so much, you know, because you can now revamp our style as well. but what's the plans for the future beyond this, beyond, you know, the donations of shoes?
Sure.
What's the plans for the future for Batu?
For us, it's from day one, the goal has been very clear. Right, that we want to build a shoe brand that Africans can proudly affiliate with.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at our first store was in Johannesburg. We went on to, you know, build a second store in Pretoria. And now we've got over 30 brick and mortar stores in South Africa alone. We've got the first store out of South Africa, mm-hmm. in Namibia. So we believe that this store is a great, you know, a benchmark for the expansion that we're about to begin. So because the Namibia store will then build the Botswana store, the Botswana and Namibia store will then build the Zimbabwe store.
Mm-hmm.
The three stores out of South Africa alongside the stores in South Africa will then contribute to build a store in Kenya,
yes.
and in Nigeria and so forth into Europe and so forth, mm-hmm. right? So I think that's where the future is. It's expansion, but we're taking it one step at a time. We're walking the journey, you know, a shoe at a time. We actually expanding a country at a time. And that couldn't have been possible, you know, if it wasn't for the support that we've gotten back home in South Africa. And the expansion further won't be possible without the support that we're going to get from Namibia into the rest of the globe.
Wow. So it's basically a network of, you know, basically support systems.
Absolutely. That makes sense.
And with that said, thank you so much, Theo, for joining me in studio. I mean, this is a very enlightening talk. And proud of the progress you've been making, man, because I've checked out your journey, I've done my research, and wow. With that said, thank you so much for joining me. Have yourself a wonderful day. I have one more question for you, but we've run out of time, so I'll ask you this on off air, but I'll record it and I'll put it up on our website. So if you'd like to catch it, that's www.freshfm.com.na. also go check out the store. I mean, it is in Maromo right now. The designs are crazy. This is definitely crazy, man. And again, go to Batu and you will not regret it.
We apologize for interrupting your